Colorworks is a nonprofit contemporary art space here in North Central Troy. We reside in an old collar factory on River Street. And our programming mostly focuses on exhibitions, but we also bring in a lot of dialogue-based events to engage the community in conversation around contemporary works. We work with a lot of artists who are emerging or underrepresented, kind of working provocatively and displaying works in a way that they often aren't supported in more traditional settings.
That sounds...
So,
just about right.
And what do you mean they're not supported in traditional settings? How does that play out?
I guess more like traditional exhibition spaces. Some of the works just might be kind of grappling with more challenging concepts or ideas, being more provocative, kind of pushing the boundaries, taking risks. So kind of a little bit more cutting edge works that more traditional gallery spaces often veer away from.
So you're located in the, I think it's called the Hudson Art House. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Which is an old factory building. If I ever knew, I don't remember what it was that they made there. Do you know?
Collars.
Okay, yeah. So it's one of the...
The detachable triangle collars is what they made there.
Okay, so it's a classic address for the Collar City. The building was sitting vacant for a long time. It's renovated into a pretty interesting mix of apartments. We were chatting about this before we went on the air. Tell me about the business model that they have there for the apartments. You're in the basement of the building, which is why I'm asking about what's
right.
above you.
We're on the ground level. So the company that looked to redevelop that space often have social missions behind their development projects. And so when they were looking at this property and Troy, for many years, the building had actually been occupied by artists. So after manufacturing left, artists had moved in, and there's many still in the community who had studios there or remember going there for some reason. Northeast Ceramics used to be there. So there was a creative past to the property, and they looked at Troy as a city that was really thriving on the creative community and entrepreneurship, kind of small business, and they wanted to maintain that and keep that as a part of the mission of the building. And so that's where the Hudson Art House kind of focus came from. And they looked to partner with a nonprofit in the arts to help them carry that mission forward, to have a presence in the building, to create access to the arts, but also to work with residents to encourage their own creativity and accessibility to the arts. And so it was sort of perfect timing for Colorworks. We were looking for a space in Troy, and they were working on this development project of repurposing the building into live space. And timing is everything, they say. So we have to thank the city, actually, for helping
absolutely
bring the people around the table to make this project happen.
So that's a real big city development. I know that in Brooklyn, many struggling arts organizations struggling because they can't afford the rent, not because they have any creative or organization problems. Their salvation has been these rent-subsidized developments that by definition create space for artists and creative people as some part of the redevelopment. So that was really exciting to see those community builders that was behind this, right? Is that
it was actually the Vecino group.
Oh, Vecino, okay. Mm-hmm. The community builders has another development there on the
right next door. Yeah.
Okay. So Colorworks found a home at a really critical moment when you were looking around. You started off in downtown Troy. Was there a physical space or were you moving around? How did that work?
Well, originally about 9 years ago, they started out occupying various vacant storefronts, sort of in a time where downtown and River Street had a lot of vacant storefronts. And so they were mounting monthly exhibitions and kind of traveling to a few different spaces for a little while before finding a loft space at 444 River Street, which is sort of right across from where Brown's is. In a old collar factory. And so they had a third floor walk-up, you know, huge space that they were running programming and exhibitions out of. And that was as an artist collective. And so they had been an artist collective for many years, up until needing to relocate out of that space. And they took some time, became a 501c3 nonprofit, and had a couple temporary locations in there, and then eventually we're in our permanent home now.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, we're actually here to talk about the gallery show that's happening in at Collar Works, but I thought giving folks a sense of how exciting the environment is and the big changes that have been afoot, not just for Collar Works, but also for Troy and particularly our North Troy neighborhood. So welcome to the neighborhood, belatedly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're lucky to have Ken Ragsdale here, who curated the current gallery show. What is happening there behind those brick walls?
Well, right now, the show that I've curated, which was a long time in the making, is called Parallel Realities. And it's a show that is really based around mentor-mentee relationships in the arts. And its inspiration came from the idea that all the artists in the area sort of have realized recently how many artists are living here, and this sort of groundswell of interest in the arts, and that it's really a great environment to be an artist. And because of that idea of the environment and how many people are involved, it occurred to me that there were a lot of people, well-known artists, who lived in the area whose work we never see. And that these are people who either teach at universities or they simply escape from New York in the summer to, you know, come to their studios. And that their work, even though we know about it because we see it in museums, we don't see it on display in the area. And so we sent out a request, I did, to a number of people who have a national and international reputation, and asked them very kindly, would you care to be in this exhibition? And a lot of people said yes. I was very surprised. It was really nice. You know, everybody was very generous. And so the idea was that I would invite them to have work in the show, but then that they would ask a younger emerging artist whose work they had some affiliation to or just that they liked. And so we ended up with 14 and 14, so it was 14 pairs. And the work is really amazing, mostly because in some instances the relationship between the two artists is very direct. They were a teacher and a student, they were in the same university, or it was simply an assistant in someone's studio. And in some cases it wasn't even that close. It was simply that somebody liked somebody's work. They felt an affinity to it. So when you're in the gallery and you're in the show, what you see are these not only sort of visual relationship between the work. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes not. But really a sort of a philosophical relationship. Sometimes when you're looking at the work, you think, how are these works related? And yet, if you look at them long enough, you realize that it's about a philosophical content or that it's really about just a desire to be perfect. There's always, you know, some kind of relationship there. And it's exciting. But even more than that, what I discovered as the show was being put up and the more time you spend with the show is that you realize that that initial context of the environment really pulls through, and you see that the whole of it really has this sort of connection. It almost, you can pick anybody with anybody and say, oh, that person, because they're all being inspired by the same environment.
So I'd like nothing more than to talk about visual art on the radio and and force the discussion. But can you just choose a couple? We don't have a lot of time left. Can you choose a couple of pieces that you think are really striking?
Oh, my gosh. That is shockingly unfair. Since I'm from RPI, and it seems reasonable, I teach at RPI, my colleague Karen Cannier, whose work I had never seen in the area, and so it was really amazing to be able to have her work out, is it's all based on classic literature. And as if you read, say, Ulysses by Joyce, it's all there in the imagery. It's so complex and so not even sure how to what the word would be, but layered. You know, it's exciting to be with work, and I think it's representative of all the work that's in the show. To me, it's always very exciting to be with work that is so layered and so dense that it requires time, you know, to sort of really experience it. And her paintings are very large, they're very colorful, they're very involved sort of visually as narrative. And the person that she chose, Alex Bailey, young painter who's currently has a show at the Painting Center in New York, just a very small, intimate oil painting, maybe 12 by 12 inches, of her daughter. It's of her face, you know, it's a portrait. But there's something in that transition of the intensity of the feeling and the intensity of the, sort of the study that it comes through. So even in that small, intimate portrait, there's a layered density to it that is really fascinating.
Great. Well, perhaps you can tell folks how they could find out more about the show and where they could find it.
Yes. So you can go to our website, which is Colorworks, C-O-L-L-A-R, WORKS.org, to find out more about the exhibit and also related events around the show as well. So we have a Collard Greens Dinner and Dialogue coming up on March 1st, which is a great opportunity to kind of break bread and sit around a table and share a meal and talk about the work and all of life that inspires you.
And so some of the artists whose work is in the show will be there to discuss the work and just discuss the concept in general. The colored greens are amazing. They're really fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming by. We'll keep up with you because I know that you have big plans. You have a summer residency coming up and constantly bringing out new shows. So let's have you come on more often and talk more about it.
That'd be
fabulous. Thank you so much.